Shopping etiquette. The one thing about working out at the gym that nobody readies you for is that all your workout clothes will get worn out in less than 3 months, and you'll change shape so that even your street clothes will need an update. So here I am, with a looming expedition to find a shirt somewhere, reminiscing about all the times when, frankly, things get out of hand. As far as I can tell, I have no formal education as far as a proper shopper is concerned. So I just do my best, though secretly suspecting that I am, in fact, a feral shopper. For one, I don't know if other people return things when things get mixed up in their favor. I am sure it is morally the right thing to do, but are people doing it? I just don't know. Most recently, I gave the cashier $3 upon telling her that I have received 2 extra spices. It was $1 too much, because I was thinking about the full product price, which would have been $3. But she very energetically grabbed my money and shoved it into the register, and it was too late. I started with $2 extra, and now I was $1 short. Few months prior, after a beef jerky expedition, I discovered that I owned 2 colorful bottles of nail polish. I remembered that the person ahead of me was a heavy-set woman in a wheelchair. But after an hour passed, what good would that knowledge do? After a day or two, I did return the nail polish, and the cashier wanted to give me $2. I said, no, I'm sure I didn't pay for them. The bag belonged to the lady ahead of me. I spared the cashier the description of the woman, because even though it was morally right to return the items that I didn't own, I could tell the cashier was slightly pissed off that I was bothering her with moral bullshit. Couple of years before that, I was explaining to a young lady at a clothing store that there was a mistake over $20, but I don't have the receipt. And she looked at me, and I looked at her, and she immediately asked, "Was it in your favor?" See, it took her a single glance of actually looking at the damn customer and not merely register her daily blur of passing shoppers to immediately figure out that it was moral bullshit again. And she just turned away from me, cashed me out, and I was out the door. She had nothing to add, and I was made to feel nothing but a kind of shame. I don't save my receipts, but I think if I had the receipt with me, she would have thought even less of me. It wasn't my money. It's not fair to keep it. It isn't. I'm just not that kind of a person. About a decade and a half before that, there was another incident, which I am far too ashamed to describe in any detail, but I wanted to do the right thing without a question immediately. But I was told not to, and quickly ferried away from the store. It was also about $20, but it was all my horrible fault. I was buying a new laptop, and thinking about all that money made me nervous, and evidently brainless too. I must interject here my favorite story from maybe a decade and a half ago, where I, for one, didn't start the event. I was buying a single tub of of ice cream, hoping to stay under the radar and get on with my day. And the heavy-set woman at the register snapped me out of my get-on-with-the-day hypnosis by asking,
"Do you want a paper bag with that so that the ice cream doesn't melt in your hot little hands?"
I looked at her and blinked, while trying to figure out if I was in some kind of danger. She was of the age where her own children probably already had teenagers. And there she was, a serious and mature woman with a proper family, up to something. Bless her heart. But this isn't the shopping trouble that I want to curse myself with by sharing it with the world. The event that was on my mind actually ended in a perfect, stunned silence. Being a feral shopper as I am, and slowly becoming well-proportioned from all my workouts, I developed a tendency to search for clothes that fit me well. I don't like items of clothing that seem too large. I like a snug fit. I am ashamed to admit that somehow I made the discovery that in America, there is in fact a second aisle with well-fitting clothes for men. And that is the fat kids aisle, which often has loose-fitting clothes for a beast. Children, which I kid you not, are not only more colorful, but perfect for bodybuilders. For some reason, loose-fitting clothes are cut in such a way that the shoulder and the upper arm area is well exaggerated. This means that a fat kid jacket will fit my large shoulders snugly, and being child-sized, not seem baggy anywhere else, like, at all. Plus the added bonus of fancy colors that you can't find in the adult section. My favorite autumn jacket is, in fact, from a kid aisle, and though my shoulders grew in the last couple of years, it still fits me perfectly. I mean, like, perfectly. And color and design-wise, it is also non-symmetrical. It has a huge green triangular motif, pointy on the left side, and huge, covering my entire arm, on the right. If it wasn't for the shoulder patch that says something like, "Fad Cub Scout Camp, Fad 12-Year-Olds Unite," it would seem like I bought the jacket somewhere in Paris. Now, what I didn't realize, what wouldn't even occur to me, being the kind of a shopper that I am, is that trying on kids' clothes will get you noticed by the people that work there. They probably don't know that fat kids' clothes fit men with large shoulders really well. And so I grabbed a couple of jackets to try them out in front of a mirror, and proudly walked into the changing station to see what I look like. I usually program computers all day and shop late, so it was just about the closing hour, and the young ladies that worked there walked by the changing area asking if anybody needed help. I'm assuming they were just checking how many people were still using changing rooms, or just low-key trying to get everyone to hurry. But to me, you know, it was a really weird question, so I jokingly replied, "I'm glad you're asking, because I was trying on some ridiculously tight jackets, and I was worried that I'd get stuck in one of them." And you know what she said? Nothing. The area went from cheerful and energetic to emptiness and silence as she tried not to laugh out loud at the guy that was in the fat kid section earlier. I only tried to make a little joke, but get the sense that a bigger one was already at play. I haven't been to the fat kids section since, but I still think it's a great idea. Though not as great as how I am able to reliably find bodybuilder shirts. A story that is growing more and more embarrassing with each year. The shame resulting from this is eventually sure to wake me up at 3:30 a.m., having me wish that I was more of a serious person. These shirts are a real problem for bodybuilders. Personally, I looked everywhere for decent sleeveless workout shirts that don't have that wheat bag feel to them, and they're nowhere to be found. I started getting the distinct impression that 1990s and the age of WWF, Mr. T, Commando, and Rambo was simply over, and people wore t-shirts now. Until I discovered that all the sleeveless shirts were simply moved to the women's section, where I now found myself uneasily browsing and occasionally stretching a poor shirt by putting it on before I learned to eyeball the size. This is where a young woman wearing enough makeup to put Cleopatra herself to shame jumped out of the bra section behind me and gave me, a rather shy person, a much-deserved accusing look. There being no time to explain what the hell I was up to, I figured I should just get going. But just to be nice, I tried to make a joke right as I was turning to leave. And this is where I discovered that when I get nervous, I somehow begin speaking in something reminiscent of a southern accent. And I hurriedly blurted out, "I'm just not that kind of man." And have since been purchasing all my workout shirts from the internet.